The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Webb.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. Buck Weatherby's in the studio with me, and a lot of these programs, we interview a lot of seasoned older musicians, and I can tell you about a guy we've got coming up that at least his heart is seasoned. We call him old soul, maybe.
Yeah.
However, this is probably one of the younger musicians that we've had on our program, Buck.
Yeah. Zach Clifton.
Yeah.
Are you 21 yet, Zach?
I like to tell people I am, just to, make
so you can get in the honky tonk.
What are you, 18 or 19?
I'm 18, about to be 19 on the 31st.
All right.
Hey, we did a series of interviews, Buck, with Bobby Flores and Johnny Bush and Tony Booth and few other guys down that way, and
those are all great guys.
Judy, who kind of helped put all that together, said you guys need to talk to Zach Clifton, and I said, well, we got to do that. So we got with her and decided to get with you, and man, we're glad to have you on the radio with us today, Zach.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Talk a little bit about starting it. We're going to get his life history, Buck, all 19 years
old. 19 years of it.
Talk about a little when your first influences and when you got involved or interested in music.
Yeah, I'm sure. I started off, I like to tell people, I started off listening to, Kenny Chesney and stuff like that, because I like to tell people I didn't know any better. But then I was thumbing around, and I found some of my dad's old 33 records, and Hank Jr., Merle Haggard, and I was like, whoa, why am I listening to this? So I was like, everything switched, and they took me to a Randy Travis concert and George Jones after that, and yeah, I was a changed man, I guess you could say, or a changed kid, I guess. I wasn't too old. I was about 8 or 9.
Yeah, don't stretch it, Zach. You were 9 years old.
I'm going to stretch it a little bit now.
Oh, you can lie. It's radio. We can lie. Yeah. Tell us whatever you want to tell us. It'll be fine. So at 9 years old, you go hear George Jones and little Randy Travis, and man, that had to be a big eye-opener to be able to go listen to those guys and hear them.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Randy Travis, yeah, that was the first traditional country concert I went to, and he just sounded so smooth, and, it was just a great concert.
What instruments do you play?
I play guitar. I'm trying to learn the fiddle, but I'm not too good at it. It's very difficult.
Well, you're young. You've got a lot of years to master the fiddle. Years.
Buck's going to take up fiddle next year, I think.
So. Yeah, right. I've tried to learn to play everything but a fiddle, I think.
And at what age did you pick up a guitar and start playing with it?
About 12 or 13. I had been writing, some, lyrics for songs and stuff like that, so I wanted to put music to it, so parents got me a couple guitar lessons.
The good old Judy sent us a list of music. We're going to get into this here in a minute. Did you write most of these, or are these stuff that you cover, or?
On my album, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes, sir. Those are all original songs. One of them is co-written.
Okay. I think everybody's going to enjoy really listening to this when we get to that point. But when you were 13, you had the opportunity to meet or get on Merle Haggard's bus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That'd be quite a thrill for a young man.
Oh, yeah.
Or an old man. How'd you work that out? Just like, hey, Merle, can I go on your bus?
it was actually, we went to one of his concerts, and me and my brother wanted to get some stuff signed, so we were going up to the people with the badges and talking to them, and nobody was really listening to us, except there was this one guy. It happened to be his bus driver, and he after the concert, we saw him, and he was waving for us to come towards him, and he brought us on the bus, and his wife asked if I could, if I sang, and I said yes, so they brought me one of Merle's guitars to play on the bus.
Are you kidding? That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
So,
he was impressed, huh?
I think so. I don't know.
But you did get to open a few shows for him after that took place, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So where were those? Were they all down in that? Now, tell me where you live now, so we can get everybody clued in on that.
I live in Wharton, Texas, a little south of Houston.
Man, you're a long ways from Shamrock.
Yeah,
a long way from Shamrock. That's like a 2 or 3 day trip.
I actually got a gas station about 15 minutes away from us, Shamrock, so I'm not too far.
Well, there you go. That is crazy. So how did it come about that you got to open for Merle?
I went to a couple, probably one or two more concerts after that one when I first met him, and he had given us backstage passes for all his shows, and so he'd bring me on the bus after those concerts, and after one he said, I'm going to be at Austin City Limits tomorrow, you want to come open for me? I said, yeah, I can do that, so he did that a couple more times for me. One of them was in Montgomery, Alabama, and a few more places in Texas.
And how old were you when you were opening for Haggard?
13 and 14, I believe.
Wow. That was an adventure, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Talk about going to Montgomery, Alabama to open for Merle Haggard. How'd that, did he just say, hey, show up in Montgomery on April 13th and open my show, or how'd that go?
No, actually, we had decided a few years before that we went to a songwriting workshop at the Hank Williams Senior Museum there, and so we knew the owners and stuff like that, and we decided to go down there and say hi to them and catch his concert while we were up there, and he asked me to open that night or that morning. We tell the bus driver in advance when we were going, and he told me.
Wow. That is...
Now, I've got a question for you, Zach. A lot of these songs that you wrote, you know, you wrote at a rather young age. Now, I've noticed looking at the list, there's a whole lot of drinking songs in there. Now, how would a young man in his teens know how to write a drinking song?
That's a good question.
We need to hear your answer to that.
Well, actually, I went to y'all's fridge and got some of the beer there.
Boom.
I actually got four
that
brothers.
Was good.
Yeah, I've got four brothers, and they're notorious for drinking a little too much. So I'd come in and see them pass that on the floor, head in the toilet, and stuff like that. And I was like, hey, that's a song right there.
So your brothers were your bad influence there. Not that you partook, but you just wrote songs about their experiences, right?
Observing life.
Yes, I learned from their experiences, yeah.
Zach, we want to get a song in here. We're about 10 minutes into this thing or so, and it's just funny that we're on this subject because the first song I have written down here that Judy sent me is one called A Drunk Needs a Reason. So,
why do you think I asked that question?
Oh,
that?
You're good. Talk a little bit about this song and give us a little background on it before we listen to it.
This one, I actually got the title from a TV show I was watching, and I just sat down and probably about 15, 20 minutes wrote the lyrics and melody and stuff like that, and turned out to be one of my favorites, but yeah.
Now, this is on, you've got one, I don't even know what they call them anymore, CDs or LPs or albums.
Yeah, you can, all of that would apply.
So you have one album out right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and is this on that, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're going to listen to A Drunk Needs a Reason, Buck.
Okay.
Zach Clifton, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes with Lyrics and Legends.
Lately it seems so useless. Why should I even try? The hours pass and all I've seen is my bottles running dry. There's not a thing in this old world can help me if I fall. So I grab another bottle and sit staring at the wall. Cause a drunk needs a reason to stay sober. There's no reason why my bottle should be full. If today shall pass and tomorrow comes, but my troubles are still near, then I'll cling to my drink. Pray to God that reason will appear. somebody told me about a week ago. They said, now son, there's always a reason, though right now you may not know. Well, I find what he said to be fairly true. There's a reason I'm drinking here. There's not a reason I can think of to kick this bottle and dry my tears. And a drunk needs a reason to stay sober. There's no reason why my bottle should be full. If today shall pass and tomorrow comes, but my troubles are still near, then I'll cling to my drink and pray to God that reason will appear. If today shall pass and tomorrow comes, but my troubles are still near, then I'll cling to my drink, pray to God that a reason will appear.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. You know, a while back, Buck, we interviewed a few musicians down south, Bobby Flores, Tony Booth, Johnny Bush.
And they were all talking about Zach Clifton.
I mean, matter of fact, Bobby Flores, did he help produce your album?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's the producer.
I was going to say, did I dream that up?
No, it's right here on this piece of paper.
How did you get to meet with Bobby? Was that something that just came about through the production of the album?
There's a museum in Texas in Carthage, and it's called the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. I'd met someone there that knew Bobby, and he directed me towards him, and then I messaged Bobby a few years later when I got the money together to finally do a full album.
Well, you could have sure done a lot worse than having Bobby produce your album. That's a good stroke right there.
Oh, man, I tell you what, that guy is talented, isn't he?
Oh, man.
I think he plays about everything that has strings on it. And all the music on your album is all your original stuff, or did you include some stuff that was covers?
They're all originals.
Now, when you do a show, Zach, do you do covers along with your own original material?
I usually do covers, but sometimes I throw a few originals in there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you'd want to throw your originals in, but who are some of the covers that you do? I mean, who are some of the guys that are...
Other than Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you do Jones, and you probably do Haggard, but who else do you do in your shows? Just kind of get a personality of what kind of music you really like.
I always got to throw some Johnny Bush in there. And
Got
Johnny Bush. Of course, George and Mer, like you said. Farron Young. The good old dancing songs. Y'all threw me off guard. I'm trying to think of some more artists that I do.
We're pretty good about that.
Now, hey, you just said something there. You need to write a song called Good Old Dancing Song.
Good Old Dancing, yeah, that's a good title.
That's a good title, and when people ask you, where did you come up with that? You say, well, a couple of friends of mine, Gary and Buck, up in Shamrock, gave me that idea.
And you can put us down as co-writers so we can get...
yeah. Good Old Dancing Song. That was good, Zach.
That's great. What's your favorite Johnny Bush song?
Green Snakes on the Ceiling, probably.
There you go.
I like their Stains of Glass.
Yeah, we talked about that when we interviewed him.
Yeah, Johnny's like, I don't know why the song about DTs that became every kid's favorite song.
Yeah. Well, it kind of fits in with, you know, how a young teenage guy like Zach wrote a bunch of drinking songs.
This next song we've got coming up is one called Fiddle on the Wall. Zach, talk about it, Zach, and tell us a little bit of the background on it.
I had 11 songs picked out for the album, and I decided I didn't like two of them, so I wrote this one probably a week or two before I went into the studio, because I wasn't satisfied with the other two. So this wound up being the one we chose, and I wanted to kind of say how I felt, you know, about how, you know, country music's not the same, and that's kind of what the song implies, and it just doesn't touch people's hearts, you know, like, you know, the older music does.
All right, Zach, I think people are really going to enjoy listening to this, and it'll probably give them another feel for the kind of music Zach likes to write and sing. And Buck will be back in just a few minutes.
fiddle on the wall. It's been such a long time since it's seen a stage, but today I thought I might take it all. Lord, it's been 30 years since it's been played. So y'all listen to the sound of country music, as pure and as raw as it'll ever get. That fiddle on the wall makes such a pretty southern drawl, a sound that country music seemed to forget. Fiddle on the wall, it'll sure make you swing. Two-stepping waltz, it can make you dance right out of your socks. You'll be swaying all night in your lover's arms. You'll be listening to the sound of country music, as pure and as raw as it'll ever get. That fiddle on the wall has such a pretty southern drawl, a sound that country music seemed to forget. That fiddle on the wall makes such a pretty southern drawl, the sound that country music seemed to forget.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends, Buck. Through the years doing this, we've interviewed some guys.
Seasons.
There, that's the word I was looking for.
Not OFs, season.
And but really, you know, what's really neat today, we've got somebody on the phone with us that we can look back and say, hey, this guy has a heart to keep this traditional country music going. So it's kind of cool.
And if you just tuned in, folks, Zach Clifton is who we're talking to today. He is 19 years old. And somebody said, I don't think there's a person's name connected with this, but a quote about his first album was, Zach believes that this recording of the album, that he is carrying the torch that keeps traditional country music alive. That was a good quote and a very complimentary statement towards you, Zach. If we had a hat on, we'd take it off to you.
Well, another one I'll read here, and this one I do know who said. It says, Kris Kristofferson compared Zach's singing and songwriting to that of a young Hank Williams.
Now, man, that is a true compliment right there from Kris Kristofferson. Yeah.
So where have you had an opportunity to visit or meet Chris?
Yeah, he showed up at Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic that Merle was at, and he was on Merle's bus while I was on there, and I sang him one of my songs. He told me that he wasn't blowing smoke when he said that. He said, really, that song.
You remember what song you sang?
It was one I wrote. Not one of my favorites, but it was called, maybe I don't remember what it's called. Anyway, it was one of my older ones that I wrote when I was younger.
We have a habit of doing that.
You're not old enough to have seen your moment, Zach.
Well, you just said I was an old soul, so no.
We're going to keep going here, Buck.
Yeah, let's play another one of Zach's songs.
All right, we're going to listen to Honky Tonk Heaven. This one has got to have a story to it. So tell us a little bit about Honky Tonk Heaven.
Yeah, I heard the tribute songs, you know, to art, country artists, and I kind of thought one day, you know, I bet there's a bar up there in heaven that they're, you know, singing and playing their songs at, and figured I'd write a song about that, and that song was the end result.
All right, we're going to listen to Honky Tonk Heaven and have Zach Clifton on the phone with us, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey, this is a great album.
Oh, man, yeah.
Somewhere up yonder, way past the stars, there's a place where legends live on. Where they all go together in a dimly lit bar to sing each other their song. All the best are there, from Jimmy to Jones. Every great they thought had left long ago. They're seated in a circle that won't ever. Now, a bit old Lefty Frizzell just handed Merle Haggard his guitar. Told him to play his favorite song. Oh, and in the corner over there, yeah, that's Johnny Paycheck talking to Patsy Cline. He's probably telling her sorry that he stole her car. Over there at the bar sits Waylon and Hank, talking about the way Hank actually did it. And new members Glenn, Don, and Mel just walked over to George Jones and asked him to give them the grand. And Bob Wills up there playing some Western Swing. Lord, wouldn't that be a sight to see? And Tammy Wynette sits there talking with Patsy Cline and Kitty Wells, and everyone's talking about the way things used to be. And John together, these heroes are the stars that light the sky. There's a few seats reserved for the ones that walk this earth, and for the fans of theirs who still believe in the home. Honky tonk heaven.
and the program is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio, the seasoned Buck Weatherby.
Yes, very seasoned.
Salty, at least, yeah. And on the phone with us, Buck. This is a lot of fun. We're getting to visit with a young upcoming artist who has been, that's a really nice thing said about him by some people that really know their business.
Chris Christopherson never said anything good about me, you know.
Yeah.
And I've even seen him two or three times.
He never said anything about me, so. And I've never been on Merle's bus, so.
Right. Yeah, that had to be a big thrill, getting invited onto that bus and getting to be, I guess, from what you're saying, Merle Haggard got to be a pretty good friend of yours, didn't he, Zach?
Yes, sir.
How long did you know Merle before he passed away?
I met him in probably, I think, 2012 or 2013, so 3 or 4 years.
So you were there right along towards the end of his career, which, I mean, that had to be something. How many times did you get to see him?
I'd say more than 10, probably.
Wow. Okay. That is awesome. That's a pretty neat deal. Give us the title of your album.
Oh, it's called Honky Tonk Heaven.
So that was the title cut, Honky Tonk Heaven, from the album.
Yes, sir.
All right. And the next one here, called Prayer of a Soldier. Talk a little bit about that and let us know what inspired you to write that.
That one is actually the one that's co-written. On Tuesdays, my grandpa goes down to the local Dairy Queen, and he meets with this a friend of his that's a veteran, and I went there a couple of times, and he gave me a picture, and on the back of the picture was a poem he wrote while he was in the Army, and it's basically the first verse is what he had written down, and he asked if I could, you know, write a song and put music to it, so I wrote another verse and the chorus, and that song's what came out of it.
So how old's your grandpa? You don't have to be.
I mean, I don't know if he'd be happy if I told him, if I told y'all, I mean, he's probably in the 70s.
Guys, no. Is he a veteran?
Yes, sir.
You know what era that he served in?
It was during Vietnam, but he went to Germany.
Okay.
He was seasoned.
Yes.
And these are the way our interviews go, Zach. We don't ever get really too serious, but I think it is cool that your grandpa served in the military and is a veteran, and whether he served in Germany or whether he served in Vietnam or whether he served in Lawton, Oklahoma, he's still a veteran, and we want to thank him for his service. And when you see him, tell him the guys up in Shamrock said that, all right?
I will, yes, sir.
And we're going to listen to Prayer of a Soldier, and we're going to come back and visit with Zach Clifton on Lyrics and Legends.
Dear Father in heaven above, as I prepare for, I need your helping hand. That's the one thing that I truly long for, as I fight for those who can't, and for the ones who won't. Give me the wisdom, courage, and strength to protect this land I call home. And if I pay the price of my life, then I'll rest in your kingdom, dear Lord. If I happen to return alive, praise to you I'll show forevermore. God, you have granted me so many things, there's no reason I should have any more. So I leave my life fully in your hands as I pray before I go to war. Right now, I feel so helpless as bullets pass and miss me by a thread. One by one, my fellow men are falling. It makes me wonder if I'll be the next. As I push forward on the battlefield, your gentle hand seems to give me a nudge. Then you tell me your love is unfailing, and you say that this war is already won. God, you have granted me so many things, there's no reason I should have any more. So I leave my life fully in your hands, your will. I pray to you, dear Lord.
Program is Lyrics and Legends. And in the studio with me, Buck Weatherby. On the phone, we've got Zach Clifton. Now, Zach, you told me earlier where you lived, and you got to give me the name of the town. I'll get it down before.
I don't think I've been there.
It's down by Houston.
Yes, sir. It's called Wharton, Texas.
Wharton. Okay. Write that down, Buck, so we'll remember.
That last song, you know, Zach was talking about how he came up with that song, and he had a line in there that would make another great song title. I wrote this song sitting in a Dairy Queen.
That is great stuff, and really, for you to take time and write that and be able to use something that a veteran had written down is really a neat deal. So you're playing around that area. Do you have a tour schedule where people can go look and see where you're going to be playing next?
Yes, sir. They can find out my tour dates on my website. It's called ZachClifton.com.
All right.
Now, Hemi, are you playing a lot of gigs down there around your hometown, or are you going out and hitting surrounding states, or what is your lifestyle right now? What takes up your time?
Right now, usually my shows are at the operas and stuff. There's really nothing around Wharton. Usually the closest show I go to is an hour or 2 hours away. But I've got a few lined up, and you know, I'm writing songs, and I just started a hour radio segment on an internet radio, so getting some tips from y'all.
Don't take them from us, but talk about the Opry's that are down there. Is that a pretty widespread thing that, in your region?
They're mainly not close to Wharton. You know, there's one in Llano, Texas, and one in Geronimo, and a few other places. There's quite a few of them around Texas.
So how often do they do those? Is it like every Saturday night thing, or is it once a month?
They're usually once a month. Sometimes some of them might be once a week.
Yeah, do they? I guess their pattern similar to the Grand Ole Opry, probably.
Yes, sir. Somewhat.
The next song that we have on your album is one called "Talk to the Healer." I know you've got a couple inspirational songs that you do, and this one is one. Talk about this a little bit. What led you to write it?
On Easter every year at the church I go to, they do this 24-hour prayer, fasting, and vigil thing where you sign up on a sheet which hour of the day you want to go to the church, and you be by yourself and pray and anoint yourself when you walk in. So anyway, I chose 3 in the morning because I like to stay up late, so I drove myself to the church and anointed myself and walked in, and I wrote the song, and
wow.
The church thinks there's something special about it.
Oh, I imagine. I think they're probably really thrilled about this one. Let's listen to Talk to the Healer, Buck, and then we'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a great title.
Oh, it's a good song. I've heard it. Everybody's going to enjoy this. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Zach Clifton.
When life's whole, there ain't much you can do, and temptations won't let you break free. When your body is taken. You feel you've been shaken into a dark state of misery. Just talk to the healer, walk with the healer, and he'll surely show you the way. Pray to the healer, give your heart to the healer, and he'll take away all of your pain. This battle down here, it won't last forever. Don't doubt it and don't get weary, for this is only the beginning of your new life of eternity. If you talk to the healer, walk with the healer, yes, he'll surely show you. The healer, he'll take away all of your pain. Shout praise to the healer, put your faith in the healer, he'll take away all of your pain. The healer.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. Zach, we're blowing through our time here, and before long, we're going to be out of it. But we're enjoying visiting with you, and I know we kind of pick on you a little bit because compared to us, you're young. But really, to accomplish what you've accomplished at that age is we got a lot of respect for you. I'll just tell you that much. So Buck, we just get out of playing "Talk to the Healer" with Zach
right.
Clifton, which is a great inspirational tune, and we get into. One that's probably really inspirational that would probably make people want to have a relationship, but it's called Tequila and Lime. Yeah.
There's another one of those drinking songs written by a teenager.
Talk about that one a little bit. You probably got to blame this on your brothers, or?
That's going to be, my brothers. I got four of them, so I don't know how many drinking songs are on the album.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your brothers. Go ahead, and we'll throw them in here, because... It sounds like they've got a pretty good influence on you if you're writing songs about them.
Yes, sir. Me and my brother is in Germany right now in the Army. One of them is still living here with my parents. One of them, I guess you could say, one of them's going to have two kids. About that, they're thinking, there's nothing special about them. Let's just not know.
That's great. So you wrote a song about one of them called Tequila and Lime.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to listen to Tequila and Lime, and then we'll be right back.
Two-stepping, romancing the whole night away, staring at the long-legged blonde dressed in suede. Got no worries, not a care can I find. I'm drinking tequila, sucking on limes. I don't think of tomorrow, I let go. My past is the present, is the best part of life. The more I keep drinking, the more the night flies. I need more tequila. and a whole lot more lines. And if I look at my fingers, well, I can still count all ten. But more seem to show up when that tequila kicks in. My feet start to swagger, but they're secure, I can't find. Behind that old counter is my tequila and lime. And one sweet plus one lime and repeat 16 times. It's the perfect concoction to take stress off your mind. If you need some help learning, well, I'm here every night. I'll be in the corner with my tequila and lime. No, I don't think of tomorrow. I let go of my past. It's the present. It's the best part of life. The more I keep drinking, the more the night flies. Hey, I'll need more tequila and a whole lot more limes. Well, I'll always be drinking tequila and sucking on limes.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends on the phone with us from Wharton, Texas, Zach Clifton. In the studio with me, Buck Weatherby.
And I am proud to be here.
See, when I heard that, I thought, he must know Buck, because he wrote this song about Buck.
tequila
I was like, no, he hadn't met Buck, so it couldn't have been about Buck. So, right. Anyway, the song we just listened to was Tequila and Lime, and Zach wrote this about one of his favorite brothers out of the four of them, I think.
So. Right. I'll tell you one thing that I would like to ask you, Zach. Now, as Jerry mentioned a moment ago, you are one of the youngest, probably the youngest, that we've interviewed on Lyrics and Legends here on our Classic Country Network. So I would ask you a question that might not fit with some of the seasoned country music stars that we've interviewed. But as a young man now, a young man trying to make his way in country music, what do you see in the future for you? What are your goals?
I want to be. I think country music is coming back. I look around and I see a lot of the people listening to the older stuff. So I just want to be part of the revolution, I guess you could say, of country coming back, and that's what I want to make out of my life.
Now, are you still in school? Or are you working? Or how do you get by between all these gigs that you're doing?
I'm not in school no more, but I do have a little part-time job.
Okay, and so then in between that, you're working part-time and playing country music, and I know it's you're probably just getting wealthy playing country music. I know because Buck and I have both been paid musicians.
Yeah, we have. We were on that list of seasoned musicians.
Oh, okay.
You've got another song on here we're going to get in here before we run out of time. It's called This Morning Ain't As Good. Talk a little bit about this one, Zach.
That one is probably the one that's most inspired by my brothers. Not all of them are inspired by them, actually. But that one is the one where I saw my brother with his head in the toilet, you know, passed out drunk.
So you came up with this This Morning Ain't As Good, and that's probably because last night was real good.
Yeah, compared to if I woke up with my head like that, yeah.
All right, let's listen to This Morning Ain't As Good by Zach Clifton. Buck, we're going to have time to squeeze one more in here, and then we're going to have to wrap it up.
We'll be back
in just a few minutes.
Last night, I went out and had me some fun. And I drank every drink I could get my hands on. Threw myself around as the night head pounding, and that feeling ain't too fine. This morning ain't as good as yesterday. You know, being full of life, lying here just ain't the same. Instead of feeling wild and free, all I feel is pain. That's why this morning ain't as good as yesterday. Shots and brandy can make a man do wild things. When you add Jack and Jim Beam, it can make him go insane. When that morning sun comes up, starts to shine its light on me, that's when all that alcohol really gets to me. Yesterday, you know, being full of life, lying here just ain't the same. Instead of feeling wild and free, all I feel is pain. That's why this morning ain't as good as yesterday. This morning ain't as good as yesterday. Lying here just ain't the same. No, it ain't. Instead of feeling wild and free, all I feel is pain. That's why this morning ain't as good as yesterday. This morning ain't as good as yesterday.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends, Buck. We've had fun picking on Zach Clifton here a little bit. And, you know, you and I are old enough and been around the block a time or two that it's fun to talk to Zach and get a little younger perspective on.
Oh, yeah.
Zach is a young, talented musician from down at Wharton, Texas, down by Houston, and going to be 19 years old, probably here pretty soon, but he's open for Merle and played on Merle's bus in front of Chris Christopherson, and
A
young guy, had quite a few pretty big experiences already in the music business.
He's got some pretty good notches on his belt already.
Bobby Flores has produced his album. If people have listened to the Lyrics and Legends, they'll be familiar with Bobby and a few of those.
Johnny Bush
and some of those guys.
Zach, a question that we always have to ask on this show now, and we might stump Zach on this
one. All right. That's all right.
We might stump him on this one. But, Zach, have you ever heard of a country disc jockey and musician by the name of Bill Mack?
Yes, sir.
Oh, he has.
All right.
Bill Mack is from
Champagne?
Yeah. Bill Mack is from Shamrock, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wrote Drinking Champagne.
Yeah, we've had him on the show several times.
Well, all right. So you just went up a notch.
Yep. I thought I was going to stump Zach.
He pulled that out like he.
Well, he knew what he was talking about.
He was ahead of us. We got time to squeeze one more in here, Zach. A song called "Without You." Is this a tearjerker?
This is one of the second one that I wrote right before I went in the studio to record, and this one I just kind of just sat down and wrote. Nothing real special about it, but I kind of listened to a lot of other singers and songwriters and take tips and pointers from their writing, and that's what I tried to do with this one.
All right. So, hey, let's listen to Without You. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to have the Department of Shameless Plugs, Buck. So,
All right.
This is the big moment.
Sorry, I got the cart before the horse there.
So you've got to get ready for this, Zach. We'll be back right after this.
Without you, sun. Ever since you went away, I've been lovesick, 'cause I've longed for your touch every day. There's been heartaches, long days, everything I've always feared would come true. I've been lonesome, lovesick, and babe, I'm so lost without you. Surrounds me, the troubles come too. When my bottle gets empty, the memories break through. You said you were leaving, well, you took my heart too. I'm lonesome, lovesick, and darling, I'm lost without you. It's been so hard, 'cause I see your face everywhere in our bedroom. I imagine that you're lying there. I look at your picture and I feel my heart reach out. So lonesome and lovesick, and darling, I'm lost without you. When the night surrounds me, the troubles come too. When my bottle gets empty, the memories break through. Well, you took my heart too. I'm lonesome, so lovesick, and babe, I'm so lost without you. I'm lonesome, lovesick, and darling, you.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. You know, we did some really good interviews, and there was a really nice lady called named Judy that said you got to talk to Zach Clifton down there in South Texas, and
I'm sure glad on. We have
too. Oh man, so we want to thank Judy for putting us together with Zach, and enjoyed all the music we got to listen to, Zach.
Appreciate it. And I'm glad that Judy warned me before I came on this. No.
She warned you. She warned us,
and you still came
yeah,
on.
No. Yeah.
Now we did this little segment towards the end of every program called the Department of Shameless Plugs, and so what we're going to give you the chance to do is plug all your social media, your tour dates, your phone number in case some girl wants to call you or whatever. This is your moment in the sun here, your 2 minutes of fame. So
the spotlight is on you, Zach. Take it away.
Let us hear it.
Okay, I guess you go to my Facebook, Zach Clifton Artist, or Zach Clifton. Instagram is The Music Lives Forever. And then my website is ZachClifton.com. I think I'm going to hold on to my phone number for now, but I might dispatch that information later.
Good answer, Zach.
I will throw this out there. I have his phone number in case anybody. Yeah. For booking, I guess you have information on your website or Facebook as well?
Yes, there's a link there. Yeah.
So I guess if a girl wanted to book a little time with... Oh, man.
You got to be careful about that Facebook, know. Zach.
Yeah, if you if any girls want to go to the website and do that, just know the messages go through Judy and Bobby first, so don't do nothing too much.
Oh, okay. That's great. All right. Zach, we really want to thank you for taking time to visit with us and come on the Legends Radio Network. We really enjoyed visiting with you. I know you're a heck of a long ways from Shamrock, Texas, but if you ever get up this way, we'd love to have you stop in the studio, and we'd sure like to meet you face-to-face.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
All right, Buck, you want to wrap this up?
Well, Zach, we've done our best to make you famous being a teenager that's written a lot of good drinking songs, but Zach is famous, and I have to applaud him for being a young man, still in his teens, that is doing his best to keep traditional country music alive.
All right. Like we said earlier, our hat's off to you, Zach. Keep it up, and be sure and keep in touch with Legends Radio Network.
Will do. Thank you all for having me.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.